Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Trenton shoes competitive reined cow horses at the Annapro Arena in Absorkey. It's California cowboys, vaqueros, who developed the reined cow horse over the 18th and early 19th centuries. The quick-footed, intelligent horses had the grit to brand, sort, and doctor cattle on the vast and wild western ranches. Later, the National Reined Cow Horse Association formed to promote competitive reined cow horse events, and today there are numerous affiliate clubs and sanctioned events across the United States and abroad. The horses Trenton's working on today need special shoes called sliding plates to perform at their best. It's all about traction.
If they stop too abruptly, they can stick in the ground and kind of hop, and it's hard on their joints, it's hard on the horse, it's hard on the rider, and so they need to be able to smoothly stop, turn, and then go back with the cow. If we reduce traction too much, they can't stop efficiently, and they'll slide past the cow.
But it's a super delicate dance. Every horse, every rider, every discipline is different. Trenton's job is to create shoes with just the right amount of traction for that individual horse. If he gets it wrong, the horse can become sore, even lame. He usually begins shoeing a horse between the ages of 2 and 3.
And that's when they start developing a feel for the shoes. Because if you take too much traction away, it's kind of like us walking on ice. You go out there and get uncomfortable on the ice, you're not going to be able to run out there and just do something.
There's another thing about sliding plates. The heel of the horseshoe extends past the heel of the horse's foot.
I don't do that with most other shoes. It's soft tissue where the hair and the hoof meet, essentially, and the frog. And if that shoe doesn't hang out there just a little bit, they can burn that with the sand as it slides over the surface, and then they'll get real sensitive to that. So.
Trenton begins working with the first horse. This one has issues with what's called conformation, the horse's shape and structure. Conformation can impact a horse's athletic ability. Poor leg structure can mar performance and hasten lameness.
When he stops, he slides way to the outside, so he sprawls out on the back end. If you look at down this leg, you see how his foot's twisted. That causes problems when they go to set down and stop, because they tuck their rear end up underneath themselves and then slide. The limbs will then part in a V shape, and that can make them really sore eventually too.
The first amazing thing is that Trenton spotted this issue from looking at the horse for just a quick sec. The second is that proper horseshoeing can mitigate a lot of potential damage caused by structural issues.
Two things that I look at. When I look at the horse from the front, I want to see where the center of the toe is. And then the other thing is, when you look down the back of the foot, the more twisted this foot is, the less likely it is to stop straight. You can see that the center of the toe is not under the center of his leg, and then there's kind of a flare to the outside. So I need to fit the shoe so that the toe is in the center of the limb, not in the center of the foot, and then I can make an adjustment to the shoe if I need to try to keep him just sliding straight, because I can't change the conformation.
Trenton heads to his horseshoeing rig parked just outside the barn to shape the shoe for the horse with his off-center toe. Challenged as I am in the visual spatial realm, I'm in awe of Trenton, who appears to be eyeballing the shape of the shoe based on just looking at the horse's conformation.
It's lots of feet. Seeing lots of feet. Most farriers can become pretty efficient at trimming and preparing the foot, but shaping the shoe is one of the things where they all start to slow down.
It's for this reason Trenton likes to do what's called hot shoeing. After the foot's been trimmed, rasped, and is ready for the new shoe, the farrier heats the shoe in the forge and places it briefly on the foot to sear the path where the shoe will lie.
I burn that shoe on, it leaves that little ring or mark on the shoe that I can use then to come back and make minor adjustments. But getting to the point where it's only minor adjustments on that first trip back to the anvil is the hardest part.
Next week, Sarah performs a chiropractic adjustment on a horse.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.